passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. If you're feeling unfulfilled in your life and you want to make a change, then you need to start by looking at yourself. That's according to Sunil Bali, psychotherapist and author of Mind, Set and Match.
Take a long, hard look in the mirror in the first instance, you know, and let's be brutally honest about it. The reason you are where you are in your life is because the choices you've made. It's really, really empowering to take responsibility. I think you need to define where you're going in your life, what your vision is. Whose dream are you chasing? Is it your dream or it's someone else's? So many people end up chasing someone else's dream. And then when they get to it, they realise it wasn't their dream in the first place. Consequently, they feel unfulfilled. Put your future in your own hands, because you've put them in someone else's hands. Guess what? They've not got as much plan for you as you thought they had. So I think find out your purpose, your vision, but genuinely get rid of your baggage of conditioning and what your mum says, your dad says, or your boss says. You know, what do you really, really want to do? And if you can define that and take one step at a time and take some action towards that, things will start to move forward and you'll get some momentum.
And how do you find out what you really want? Because actually that is sometimes a bit harder than it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good question. I mean, in my corporate life, having dealt with literally thousands of people on the management development side, most people know what they don't want to do. But it's a very good point. Very few people know what they do want to do. I think you have to leave your ego outside the door. Have a good, hard look in the mirror. One of the things I do with people is a process called storytelling. If money was no object and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? You know, if you were left £50 million and you couldn't give it away, what would you do? I mean, these are sort of things that will start opening up your thinking and looking at what your legacy might be, what your purpose might be. But in terms of the storytelling, it's a very powerful technique where if you go back in your life to when you were a child, perhaps, those moments where you've been ecstatically happy, very, very happy. I mean, some of them were predictable. You know, you've got married or you've got kids or got into loads of money, been very successful in your career. 15, 20, 30 things, write down what made that moment ecstatic for you, when you're really happy, when you're in flow, when sportsmen say you're in the zone. And if you look at that and start connecting the dots, there'll be a bit of a thread running through that.
How much of it is about constantly just kind of going no to the things that are not you and yes purely to the things that are, regardless of the consequences?
Very much so. I mean, there's the old JF Kennedy quote, "No, conformity is a jailer and freedom." We teach people how to treat us, and you have to learn to say no. And that might sound, well, it's being selfish, but I actually advocate being selfish, because by being selfish, and if you're happy and fulfilled, you know, we all love being around people that are smiley, happy, positive people, because it helps liberate us as well. You know, it gives us permission to be all that we can be, and it's uplifting. And the other thing is, you know, surround yourself by people who have your best interests at heart. I mean, I've got one or two members of family that, you know, it's not so easy to do and just leave them by the wayside, but you sort of compartmentalize that. And if you've got toxic relationships, or as I call them, psychic vampires or dream stealers, just don't go there. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff about the law of attraction and secret at the moment, and I know that's fine. But one of the things that I think that's weak on is you do need to take action. Now, you do need to get your butt in gear and you need to take action. And once you take action, then things will happen. The one place your dream boat won't find you is sitting at home.
That's psychotherapist Sunil Bali, author of Mind, Set and Match. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.